Officials at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy say they're holding their own financially and will make it to the end of the fiscal year. It ends September 30th. But at some Army installations, both in the U.S. and abroad, a shortage of funds has meant uncut grass and unpaid utility bills. Fort Sam Houston, for instance, is getting disconnection notices. At Fort McCoy in central Wisconsin, there's little threat of the lights going out. Base spokesperson Linda Fournier says most of their operations are funded by the Army Reserve, which currently has a better bottom line than the regular Army. And while energy costs are going up everywhere, Fournier says Fort McCoy doesn't have air conditioning, which other southern bases may require. She says bases operating in different climates with more costly missions have the biggest expenses.
There are installations that are in a larger or a higher cost area that their bills, maybe here in Wisconsin, we're experiencing a 20% increase, but maybe someplace down south they might be experiencing a 40% increase.
The agency which oversees McCoy and more than 100 other Army installations is $530 million short of what it needs. The Army's Installation Management Agency spokesperson is Ned Christensen.
We've had a funding challenge this year that's caused by a number of things. Obviously, the number one priority for funding this year is the global war on terror. You know, that's when the funding decisions are made, that's obviously going to be the number one priority.
Congress recently passed a supplemental spending bill for the military, but Christensen says it doesn't provide enough money to pay for high fuel prices, poor exchange rates abroad, and expanded costly missions. However, a military analyst at the Brookings Institute questions money management skills. Michael O'Hanlon told AP the Defense Department spends as much on maintenance and operations as it does on weapons and personnel combined. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.